Hello and welcome to the Mirror Project. We are your hosts, Christine
and Alexandra,
and we are so glad you're joining us. Today we are going to be delving into what constitutes bravery, from what we learned about it from history, to how we see it portrayed in film, to what we read in books, either fiction or nonfiction, to our thoughts on bravery. Join the conversation as we discuss how we define it and how it has possibly evolved over time.
Before we dive into today's topic, like, subscribe, or follow us on your preferred listening platform. Go ahead, pause, and do it now before you forget. Don't worry, we won't get started without you.
All right, so Alexandra, why don't you kick us off by sharing what the definition of bravery is?
Sure, of course. So the Oxford English Dictionary defines bravery as daring, courage, valor, fortitude as a good quality. Not sure why that was in parentheses. But another definition I found is courageous behavior or character. The word has origins in the mid-16th century from French bravari or Italian bravaria for boldness. So that is the dictionary definitions of the word. And that makes me think of things, how you kind of relationally define bravery, whether in reading, context of stories or something. So Christine, what do you remember learning about bravery, either growing up, in history classes, just whatever you think of?
Sure. So the first thing that popped into my head, because I was, while preparing for this episode, I was also preparing for our last episode, which was about St. Patrick's Day. And so I was thinking about growing up, going to Catholic school, and the different icons that I learned about. The first that came to mind was Joan of Arc. And then I thought of Anne Frank and Mother Teresa. And then from there, I started thinking about Nelson Mandela, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Amelia Earhart. Mm-hmm. And then someone who I think exemplifies bravery today is Malala Yousafzai. And I've also found it very fitting being in March. It's Women's History Month. A lot of the people who I've thought of that came to mind were mostly women. But of course, you know, there's male figures that also came to mind, like Martin Luther King, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Churchill. So those are the figures that were coming to my mind when I first started thinking about this. How about you?
So it's interesting, when we were looking over our notes for the show and I had read some of the people you were talking about, I was like, I don't see Joan of Arc. And then I realized this at the beginning. So that made me think of that, because when preparing for this, I'm going to be so honest that women did not even come to mind when I was thinking about what I remember learning. Bravery was more quality or characteristic attributed to males, and I'm thinking more like history classes, men going off to war, being in the military, all that kind of things. And funny enough, as we were talking about this, the first person that came to mind was, even though I knew Mulan is a fictional Disney character, it's based off of a real person, and I'm like, that takes a lot of bravery to do something totally out of the ordinary, at least my thought of that. So I love that you brought up literary people, people who write poetry, to people who've changed the world. And I love that you mentioned Amelia Earhart being the first woman to fly across the Atlantic, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't around the world, I don't think. But to me, that would take bravery, right? To go up in a plane, not as they are engineered today, but as they were, you know, 50 plus years ago. I'd be worried about landing the plane. So that to me takes a lot of bravery to be like, I'm going to fly up in this machine. Who knows how I'm going to land?
Right. I also wonder, in the case of Amelia Earhart, like, I don't even know if she would consider herself to be brave. I think she just maybe, I don't want to necessarily speculate, but based on what I've read about her, I think, you know, it was something she loved to do and she just wanted to do it. And today we look at that and it's like, wow, that is really brave. And especially doing something like that at that time. And even today, I think a lot of people sort of, when they look at women doing things, I don't know, maybe this is something we dive into in a little bit, but just how we define bravery for women versus men, non-binary, people in the LGBT plus community, like, is bravery defined differently based on who you are, how you identify, things like that.
I think that's kind of the point of this episode, right? Like, is the dictionary definition just enough? Mm. And before we kind of jump into that, because I do think you brought up some really interesting points there, and it's almost, I almost wonder if bravery is something attributed after an action versus prior to. Mm. But so we've talked about people, we've talked about ideas that came up when we were learning about, you know, history in school or what we were taught as brave. What have you seen it, the concept or the attribute amplified in TV shows, movies, or books that you've read, watched, or listened to lately?
Mm. I mean, I was sort of thinking back even further too than just recently. So if I haven't mentioned already, I am a huge film buff, mm-hmm. love all sources of TV, film, reading, books. So there was a lot to draw on that I kind of, in the moment, was like, I know I've read stuff, I've watched stuff, but nothing's coming to mind. But as I thought about it more, I was thinking, like, one of the things I love to watch are documentaries. So I love any documentary where it's a firsthand account of somebody sharing their story, and in general is a wonderful medium for people's stories to be shared more broadly. But in addition to that, thinking about things that I've read recently or watched recently that have really resonated with me and I think pertain to this topic is Heartstopper. I actually turned Alexandra onto this, I think, a year ago now.
I think I binged it in a day.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. I think I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw an edit of some scenes from the show and I was like, what is this? This is so cute and adorable and I need to watch it. So I found it and I'm pretty positive I watched the whole thing, at least half of it in one night. And yes, this was when I was scrolling late at night, so the fact that I then stayed up and watched half the show in one evening is I was up late that night. Anyway, but yeah, that's a show that's really resonated with me. I also since read the graphic novels and very excited for the third season to come out. I know that they have filmed or are filming, so we may be getting that very soon. But how about you, Alexandra? What are some things that came to mind for you?
So I had recently rewatched the National Treasure TV show on Disney Plus, which I really liked. And I'm trying to think of other shows that have come to mind, but it was about somebody doing the main character. She was an undocumented person within, I think they lived in actually Louisiana, New Orleans area. And, you know, following history and clues that have been left for her. And I think in many ways it makes me think of how often it is easy to walk away from things that are hard. Mm. And sometimes that I think it takes bravery to stick to something in the sense of whether it's a conscious choice of I'm going to be brave today, I'm going to do this, or like I have to see this through. There's something driving me to do something. I want to follow my passion, like you said, for Amelia Earhart. Mm. I think there's something in that. So, and that made me think of other shows that I know Christina and I have watched. Miss Fisher and Murder Mysteries. Mm. It's a fictional story about a lady detective in the 1920s in Australia, where that was out of the realm, which makes me think of a show I saw on Prime. I don't know what language it is originally in because it automatically dubbed it over to English, but it was called A Private Affair. And she was somebody who was a more wealthy, but sibling to the person who was now running the department, police department where they were. And she wanted to get involved and she read magazines that she had to illegally import into the country to learn about like different forensic tools and stuff. So doing something in the face of, I don't know, rejection or societal disapprovement. But I think a character in a book that really makes me think of bravery is a series that Christine and I have both recently been hooked on, the Empyrean series. So the first book, Throne of Glass, that's a different series, Fourth Wing, and then the second book, Iron Flame. And the main character, Violet, I just think the way the author has written her in the sense of she is physically frail, but that doesn't hold her back and doesn't stop her from doing the quote-unquote right thing to trying harder. And I almost wonder if courageousness and bravery are inextricably linked, right? Because they're almost not one without the other, and whether they're a conscious choice or not. But those were the things that first came to mind. Even stories of females getting into sports where they were not welcome, areas of culture and society where they were not originally welcome. and men into areas that were predominantly female. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about cosmetics and more men wearing cosmetics now, which I think in some ways that took a lot of bravery to, you know, not worry about what people would say, or even if you did, still do it.
Right.
So I think that's kind of part of what, you know, what makes bravery to me. So it's inspires me to try to be more brave.
Absolutely.
But what about you, Christine? Any other book series or TV shows? Now you mentioned Heartstopper and your love of documentaries, yeah. But anything else that came up?
Well, maybe just to give some examples, because this was popping into my head. I think one show that I really have loved over the years that is in like the documentary kind of style on Netflix is Queer Eye, which is, I think, has been a wonderful show. I know that there's some things going on right now between some of the hosts, but aside from that, I think, you know, I think back to when I first watched the first season and just seeing the wonderful relationship between the four hosts and how they entered somebody's life who needed help and embraced them and helped them, whether it was they needed confidence or accepting who they are, like learning who they are, just being a part of that journey was really beautiful. And so I just wanted to share that. And, you know, we encourage everyone who's listening to please share books, movies, and shows that they've read or watched recently, because we'd love to hear that and add it to our list as well.
So we've already talked about quite a lot of things that people that we thought exemplified bravery that we remember from learning about, to shows and books and characters that we currently think. And we've already touched on it a little bit because we brought up points we want to talk about later. And I think this is the perfect place to talk about it because we're going to talk about an evolving definition of what bravery is. You know, we heard the Oxford English Dictionary definition of the noun, and is that enough? And I think some of this conversation was originally sparked with, as many of our conversations on this podcast usually are, a video from Instagram. And so, was it you, Christine, who sent it to me, or did I send it to you?
I think I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to share the story then?
Sure. This comes from a children's book by Charles Mackesy that we saw from Yoga Will Heal, their profile. And the quote is, "The bravest things we have ever said, asking for help. Asking for help is not giving up. It is refusing to give up." Which I think it struck such a chord with me at the time because I was, you know, really down and going through something. And really, it was something I really needed to see. So I sent it to Alexandra and she was like, well, this is a wonderful thing that we should dig in deeper to discuss further. So I'm glad that we brought this up today.
Right. Because what we were talking about previously was more, for lack of a better word, traditional interpretations of bravery. And I love how this quote kind of almost turned that on its head, right? You think of bravery of doing things without fear and still doing them, or courage, being afraid and still doing them, usually in the context of doing something, I don't say heroic, but wild, out there, different. And sometimes the bravest thing you can do is ask for help, because I think today, culturally and in society, we tend to see asking for help as a weakness or insufficiency, and so people try to hide it, but that's not helping. And so asking for help really does take quite a lot of bravery to overcome saying concern of what people might say, think, or treat you differently because of it, but then trying to either get better or, you know, you just need help. Yeah. So what are your thoughts of that, Christine? I know you said you were going through a rough time last year when we had sent this, but right. How has it helped you?
Well, I think at the time, and perhaps... I don't know if this is just me, but maybe other people. I think when people think about what it means to be brave, people might tend to think that that's something you do on your own. Like, you figure out, like, you persevere, you push through. But I think this is a really beautiful way of actually looking at how another form of bravery is being honest and vulnerable with yourself, and also reaching out and saying, hey, I just need help right now. And I think as human beings, that is something that's so innate in our DNA, and that's natural, mm-hmm. but based on, I don't know, societal norms or how you were raised or culturally, that was since changed, and this idea is what is seen as abnormal or strange, when in actuality it's really how we're meant to exist, is having those relationships and leaning on one another, and that idea of it takes a village to raise a child, sort of a thing. And that doesn't just end at when you raise that child. It's like you still need your village to help support you, and when you need help in certain areas, and vice versa. You be mm-hmm. that for those in your life. So those are my initial thoughts on this quote.
Yeah. So taking into consideration of all of that we've talked about and the video that started this all, how would you redefine bravery then?
I would redefine bravery to include vulnerability, because I think it's a brave thing to show people who you are. And by doing so, mm-hmm. I think that goes hand in hand with taking down your walls and being vulnerable and putting yourself out there, knowing that, you know, it might not be received well, or a shot might be taken at you, or you may be made to feel less than. But I think it's truly, truly brave to break down those walls. So mm-hmm. I think that's how I would redefine it today. How about you?
Yeah, I like your definition of including vulnerability, and that to me, it's almost that a more traditional definition of bravery has a very hard feel to it, right? It's very more in the context of things that are, again, outward, pushing energy outward, being very firm, heroic, kind of having a very hard, rigid definition. Honestly, all I can think of right now is like the Uncle Sam posters of like, we want you for the military. Mm. That's just what popped into my head. But I think
it's an iconic
but vulnerability.
Image,
yeah. Like yeah, and it, you know, makes you think of all the patriotic yeah. things, which I think kind of gets jumbled into bravery.
Another icon is Rosie the Riveter.
Yes, I think it needs to be softer. Mm. I think it needs to be softer and allow space for whatever it needs to be. And I think it seems so external. I think that may be a better point. It feels hard and external, but I think bravery is more of an internal landscape and not necessarily a conscious thing. Mm. Like, it's not like today,
how can I be brave?
I'm going
today
to do the brave thing. Yes, is the question that Christine had come up with. And thinking about what you had asked, I don't know that it is necessarily a conscious thing. Mm. I don't think it's totally subconscious either, but I don't know about you, Christine, but I don't think I've ever woken up and said, hey, how am I going to be brave today? It's always more of like, what challenge am I willing to tackle today? And what do I need to get there? Mm-hmm. And maybe there's a bunch of things of reaching out to somebody I don't know for a cold call to make a connection or a networking connection. Not the most comfortable thing in the world for me, but still doing it. That's a sense of bravery, being authentic about yourself, as you were alluding to earlier. I think that takes quite a lot of bravery. But Christine, I know you had seemed to get a little very emotional there when you were talking about it. Is there something that you would like to be vulnerable and brave about today? Was there anything specific that you were thinking about?
I think mostly this has given me a chance to reflect on just all of the different things I've gone through in the past year, in the past several years. You know, I look back on that and I really learned how important it was to take that first step of saying, okay, I'm so miserable and perhaps even a little depressed, and I'm struggling to find a way out of this. I mm-hmm. need to get to a point. It was like I needed to get to a point to say enough is enough. I'm not able to do this on my own, and mm-hmm. turn to those I love most and say, I need help. And so I think that's what was coming to me. And that's why I was getting a little emotional, because, you know, it took me a while to open up to you, to my family, mm-hmm. to my other friends. And, you know, it was really a beautiful thing because they could all see for months how much I was struggling, but they knew I needed to get to a point on my own to say I need help, which I think was a beautiful thing that they allowed me to do that. You know, I think instinctually mm-hmm. a lot of people want to jump in and try and fix a problem, especially mm-hmm. if it's someone they love. But I look back on that and was like, wow, I'm so lucky to have all these people who love me who, and not to say they didn't check in with me prior to that, mm-hmm. but they allowed me to get to the point that I needed to finally accept their help, because I think that was, that's another big piece of it, right? Like, I wasn't in a place to accept it.
During that time, did you feel that you had to carry the burden all on your own shoulder, that you had to be the one to fix it before you got to that point? Or was it just not even having the space to do that?
Well, I think, you know, it's something I've always struggled with, is invalidating my own struggles and experiences. Like, I recognize, you know, the privileges that I am afforded, and thinking back to how I thought about life growing up, which was, I have a roof over my head, family who loves me and supports me. I don't have any reason to feel bad about anything, really, essentially. Mm-hmm. But that's just not real. Like, that's just not true. Mm-hmm. You know, and another piece to the puzzle was living on my own for the first time and stepping into that adult realm with responsibilities. And, you know, I look to my mom and my dad and just how much I admired how they were for me and my sisters growing up, always there to listen to us and help us solve our problems. Like, I don't know if it was I felt like I needed to do that for myself now, but I think another big piece is when you're in it, you don't see any way out. So you feel like you have to figure out how to pull yourself out. But sometimes there's just not a way to do that on your own. And you have to go through, in my case, I had to go through everything until I finally got to that realization. I was like, Christine, just ask for help. For God's sake, just ask for help. So, yeah, I don't know if it was necessarily like a conscious decision of I have to do this on my own, but it's like just how I thought about it. It was like, I got to figure this out. I got to figure out how to pull myself out. But then I'm also the first person to like reach out and say, how can I help those I love most? Because I don't want to ever see them in pain. But yet that didn't come to mind when I was in pain. So anyway, sorry, that was a long-winded answer, but I appreciate you listening. And now why don't we run with that and talk about and explore vulnerability and bravery and how the two are linked or intertwined. Alexandra, any thoughts?
I think you perfectly were describing that in the story and situation you were sharing with us, that, and I love the metaphor you used earlier about bravery, and that often people build up walls around themselves, their hearts, their who they are, and it takes vulnerability to kind of lower those walls or remove them in order to be brave and move forward. Because I think sometimes I was thinking of comic books just hopped in my head, but you think of vulnerability, somebody's, you know, kryptonite, it's their weakness. But I almost don't, I think that does a disservice to the word vulnerability, right? And what it is. I don't know that vulnerability is a weakness. It's kind of being honest about who you are and where you're at.
It's a strength.
Yeah. And I think it's the first part of bravery, right? It's almost like vulnerability, if you're thinking about being authentic about who you are or what you're going through, to say, hey, I'm really struggling. And then it's very much a brave step to do something about it. So I think those are almost inextricably linked. The vulnerability may come a little bit before bravery, and that you need both, right, in order to do something. And, you know, in this context of trying something new or sharing who you are authentically with somebody, people, friends, family, being vulnerable and saying, this is what I am, knowing that you could be rejected but still doing it, is taking a very brave step. And I think that they have a very important place in the world today and hopefully going forward. I think, you know, think of generations past in the States, like the Great Depression, where a lot of people kept things in, but now we can talk more openly about different mental health conditions, which wouldn't have been talked about, which I think is brave, seeking out through counseling or therapy, not only through friends, or stuffing it inside is very important. And I think I've mentioned on the podcast before that I do go to therapy, and sometimes I have to be like, this is a place where I can be vulnerable and I do have to open up. And
you have to.
What's the purpose of being here?
Yeah. Why are you there?
Not just what you want to hear, or your therapist, what you think they want to hear. Like, kind of have to get down into the nitty gritty, the unpretty side. As my therapist likes to say, pouring the hydrogen peroxide on an open wound so that it can bubble.
Oof. Yes. Yeah. No, I love all the points you're making. And actually, as you were sharing those thoughts on this, I started thinking about, I don't think I would ever use the word bravery to describe myself. It's a word that I think about, like, you know, I hear how somebody went through something and persevered and overcame it, or, you know, looking at these figures in history, like, I don't think it's a term I would use to describe myself. And I actually mentioned to Alexandra before we started recording this episode, like, anytime somebody had expressed that they thought I was brave, I always sort of felt like a little uncomfortable with the idea. And I think that's something I want to dig deeper on. I don't necessarily have an answer yet as to why I feel that way, but I don't know. I would love to hear those from you listening. What are your thoughts on this? And Alexandra, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Like, do you use bravery to define yourself, or do you, I don't know. Do we think that's a little is that self-indulgent? I don't know if that's the right word, or is that like
almost self-aggrandizement, like of,
look at me, right. You know, but also you don't want to I don't want to invalidate anything that I have overcome, but I don't know. That's something to sit in for a little bit and feel uncomfortable about, and feel why do we feel that way?
I think I would definitely say I have moments of courage, and I don't recall anyone ever saying I was brave. And I can kind of understand your reaction, Christina, feeling uncomfortable with it, because it is always something used to describe somebody else, not necessarily me.
And you think about like moments of history, decades ago, centuries ago, but. Like, in the moment, somebody saying that to you, it might just be, like, right after, or a couple weeks, months, years. Mm-hmm. Like, it might feel a little too fresh for me to consider that to be brave, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's like bravery as traditionally defined, it's almost like it takes so much importance, right, to be brave.
Right.
Like, there's so much, and then, like, if I do something, I'm like, you know. Everyone could do it. It's fine.
Well, it's like, it's just what I had to do to get through. Right? Like, I just had, I needed to do it. Otherwise, I would just be stuck there. So.
Or curled on the floor in a ball. Right. Just, No, but that's a good point. And I was thinking back to, because I know we want to talk about, like, how are we going to be brave going forward based on all this conversation, and to your point of, do people wake up and ask their question, how am I going to be brave today? And, well, it's true that I've never woken up and gone, oh, today, how is Alexandra going to be brave? I do think in moments, I'll think of characters in stories, fictional stories, and people in history that I admire, and kind of go, for example, what would Violet and, you know, Fourth Wing do in this situation? Because, you know, to me, in those books and stories, even though they're all fictional, they're doing something important, right? And, like, you can kind of tell that through the arc of the story. You're like, okay, something major is going to happen.
Right.
But in day-to-day life, I don't necessarily think that. So I can go after something, oh, how would have this character done that? Or how would have X person in history do something? But it's not something that I ask myself every time, but I think there's a couple of moments of like, I could have done something a little differently. What would this person do? And maybe how can I model that next time? So Christine, what about you? How are you going to think about bravery going forward?
Yeah, I think I need to sit with this for a little bit, because based on what we were just talking about, I think I need to sit with why I feel uncomfortable with the thought of bravery and try and figure out what that really means for me. I think also something, I can't necessarily speak on it, but something that I was thinking about and mentioned to Alexandra was that there's also a part of this that, how do we define bravery for what people are going through today in the present moment? Because we've been talking about the idea of bravery, like, in the context of history, or with there being like a significant amount of time that has passed for those figures that we consider to exemplify bravery. But I think something I'd love to sit with for a bit is how we can identify bravery not only today, but in the present moments. And perhaps this is something we, Alexandra and I, we think about more of how we can showcase vulnerability and bravery today. And if there's anybody listening who feels particularly moved to share their story, their experiences, because there's things we will never be able to experience. But, you know, on our quest to create a safe, open place for people, I'd really encourage that because...
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's why we're here.
Exactly.
It has been such an interesting and very pensive discussion today. From the etymology of the word bravery to the more classical interpretation of what bravery is, through the exploration of its place in the modern world, we have discussed quite a lot today. In our summation, much like most of the definition of ideals from the past, concepts like bravery and vulnerability and courage, among others, must undergo constant cycles of metamorphosis to meet the needs of the modern world and the needs of future generations. We want to hear your thoughts on the subject. How would you define these concepts? Are there other concepts you would like us to look into and redefine? Leave us a comment on our Instagram post for this episode to share your thoughts or stories and join the conversation. Join us next week as we discuss the worlds books have created for us. See you then!
Enjoying the conversations we're having and the topics we're discussing? Consider supporting us through our Buy Us a Coffee page. We greatly appreciate any help in creating this podcast we love so much. Link in our show notes and Linktree. Before we end, don't forget to like, subscribe, or follow us on your preferred listening platform, and we'll catch you next time.